Hello, dear listener. Welcome to Future Fables by Aesop, in partnership with Literary Hub, a compendium of thought-provoking tales that provide catalysts for conversation, contemplation, and quietude. Today's fable is A Day of Snakey by Regina Kanyu Wang, a writer, researcher, and editor currently studying for her PhD at the University of Oslo, with a focus on Chinese science fiction. She has published two short story collections in Chinese, a short novel in Italian, and a forthcoming collection in German. Whatever the language, her work artfully weaves together gender politics, environmental issues, and an otherworldly perspective. Let's begin. It must be the worst day of Snakey's life. Early flight, traffic rush, a long queue at the check-in counter, and the strictest controls on overweight carry-on luggage. She could not check in the bag. It was full of company devices. Her mission was to take those samples to an exhibition abroad and win customers. It was not a big exhibition. Neither was the country a promising market. It was saturated with numerous local competitors. She was sent there only because nobody wanted to travel. If she didn't go, she would lose the job. And if she failed to achieve a single order, she would also be fired. She was used to that. Being Snakey was never easy. After taking out the empty pages of a notebook, eating up the snacks she prepared as lunch, and putting on the extra coat she brought, she was finally allowed to board. Seeing the scales on her skin and tail under her clothing, the other passengers on the plane tried their best to keep a distance from her. She tried to pretend not to notice and found her seat, curling her tail and sitting down. Being Snakey was always tough. But that was not the toughest part of the trip. She took a shower, combed her scales with a brush, and looked at herself in the mirror. The human-animal fusion project had gone on for decades, but after generations of gene dilution, she still had characteristics of a snake, which she urgently wished to get rid of. She covered her face with her hands, something that differs her from the snake ancestor, and felt something unusual. She scrutinized herself carefully in the mirror and found a small piece of her skin next to her mouth, peeling. No, not now, not today. She was going to the exhibition tomorrow morning, talking with potential customers and showcasing the products. What can be less persuading than a snake? A molting snake. Snakey tried to tear off the skin, but it got worse. A larger chunk split from her cheek and trembled in the air, but the rest was reluctant to shed. She felt that swelling underneath and the weakness deep inside, but dared not touch it anymore. The molting process could last up to 2 weeks, but she needed to be in decent shape tomorrow. The first thought that came to mind was augmented reality. Snakey was sure that the technology had already been commercialized somewhere in the world, and probably in this city, and that she would be able to appear as a rabbit, a dog, or a deer with the digital filter, and that others would be more friendly to her, seeing the cute avatar instead of a snake. She rushed down to the hotel reception and asked about the nearest electronics store. Following the receptionist's instruction, she found one on the next road. "May I help you?" The staff member that welcomed her was tiger-shaped.
Yes. Oh, no. Well, I'm not sure. I'm looking for some AR device that can veil my appearance."
Snakey carefully considered her words.
"Sorry, ma'am. I'm not sure what you mean. Do you want to look at our latest AR glasses?" The staff responded. "Not for me, but for others. Well, ultimately for me. Okay, look. The skin around my mouth is peeling off, and I need to attend an important event tomorrow, so I want others to see me in the best shape," Snakey said. Ah, I see. You must be Shang Hua. The inner heat makes your body lack water. You need to drink Liang Cha, the herbal tea, to rebalance your body. You don't need AR devices. You can find a Liang Cha shop next door, which is my favorite one in the city. The staff blinked and escorted her out. The Liang Cha maker was a wolf-shaped lady. She examined Snakey's face and handed her a bottle of black liquid. Drink this with wild honeysuckle, chrysanthemum, and my secret recipe. It will help to calm down your inner heat and detoxify. Thanks. Snakey took the bottle and drank it upside down. The bitterness made her frown, but she did not complain. Good girl. Good medicine tastes bitter. You come here and drink my tea for 3 days, and the sickness will go away. But I'm going to present at an exhibition tomorrow. I'm worried that the peeling skin will scare others. You know, my snake shape is already bad enough. I cannot solicit any business like this. You were worried about your skin and appearance? You should go to a beauty salon. Across the street and turn left, you will find one open by my friend. The Liang Cha shop owner showed her the way. Snakey pushed the door open hesitantly. She had never stepped into a beauty salon before. She was afraid of the strange looks from other customers, like cats and birds. Welcome, welcome. Someone fox-shaped walked out. What can I do for you today? My skin is peeling off. I am wondering whether you can help me to make it not look so ugly and scary, Snakey mumbled in a low voice. What are you talking about? You look gorgeous, the fox exclaimed. Let me see. There is a little peeling. I can cut it off. Easy task. Please lie down here. Snakey did so. The fox caressed Snakey's skin gently with some foam and said, You have beautiful skin, smooth and glossy. Snakey felt relaxed and some words slipped out of her mouth. You really think so? I thought everyone was going to be afraid of snakes. How could that happen? I don't see all that. The fox wiped the foam with a cotton cloth. I feel that everywhere. You know, the stereotypes and cultural connotations, the Aesopian fable and the Bible. The fox used scissors to carefully cut off Snakey's peeling skin, little by little. Aha! There are also bad associations with foxes in my culture, like Hu Li Jing, the beautiful fox monster that seduces men. But they are ancient, nothing to do with our present. If you want to talk about old times, we have mythology as well. The goddess Nuwa and the god Fuxi are both half snake. One created humankind and one created characters. I never knew that. How you sense the world depends on how you see yourself. There are always good things and bad things surrounding us. What you can do is embrace yourself and care for yourself, and then you will always feel the good. The fox applied some products to Snakey's skin and said, You can sit up now. Have a look. Snakey rose and looked into the mirror. A shiny Snakey looked back at her with a peaceful and joyful smile. She felt a power that she had never felt before. In the end, it wasn't the worst day of her life, but probably one of the best. And being Snakey was not that hard at all. The moral of the fable is that we are seen through a kaleidoscope of perspectives, yet these are often distorted. The most important is the view we have of ourselves. Future Fables is brought to you by Aesop in partnership with Literary Hub. The theme music was composed by Dean Blunt, and episodes were mixed, designed, and mastered by Hannah Webster at UNIT. Today's fable was read by me, Gabriel Santos, from Aesop. Thank you for listening.